You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is time for today's edition of Valley Talk. I am Cameron Heron, and I am joined by Chris Reynolds of the Women of the ELCA. How are you doing today, Chris?
Good morning, Cameron. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so you are here to talk about the Rhubarb Festival. Let's kind of hear about that.
Well, you know, rhubarb is an underappreciated vegetable, as it turns out. I did a little research, and we use it as a fruit, but it is a vegetable.
Interesting. So like, how is it used as a fruit? Like, how do we use it then?
Well, if you came to the Rhubarb Festival, you would discover that there are many, many ways, and that's where the bakers in our congregation take a little license and prepare whatever they or is their favorite recipe. I think the first thing that comes to people's minds is the rhubarb strawberry jam that is sold out at RBJ's.
Yes, I do believe I've had that, and it's pretty delicious.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And she has, whatever her process is, she has figured out a way to provide that for us year-round. But typically, rhubarb as a vegetable grows up here around the month of June.
Okay.
And depending on the weather, which has been a little different this year, we've gotten the perfect timing for a bumper crop for rhubarb for all of the thing. I think you asked me how you can use it. And, you know,
I was thinking, are there like rhubarb bars that you can?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I've had those, and those
yes.
are pretty good as well.
Rhubarb muffins.
Oh, yes, I've had those as well. Yep.
Rhubarb bread.
Mm. I don't
but
know if I've had that, actually.
Rhubarb pie.
Makes sense.
Yes.
And I feel like you can make pie out of any fruit.
I think you're right. So
watermelon might be a little difficult, but
our groups and the ladies at Trinity have been known to be wonderful bakers and cooks. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not trying to take anything away from the Methodist ladies who I suppose I should put a plug in for them because their summer salad luncheons start next week.
Ooh, okay.
So we did look at the calendar before we put this together. It's been an annual event, but it has had a little downturn because of COVID. You know, we couldn't do that. And so we're hoping that with the good weather and the good crop,
mm-hmm.
we'll have a good turnout
this week. It has been very beautiful this week. So, yeah, just let us know more about kind of what the Rhubarb Festival entails.
Well, all the bakers, everyone in the congregation, I should say everyone, because we do have one gentleman who's known for his baking. And I'm sure everyone knows who I'm talking about. I won't name names, but brings a variety of rhubarb-based items, as we discussed, for a bake sale. And then at the same time, the ladies prepare a pasta salad, a turkey pasta salad that is complemented by a rhubarb jello salad. And it kind of is like that cranberry sauce you get at Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this has a rhubarb base, and it's very delicious.
Interesting. I'll have to try that at some point. That's very interesting.
And then, of course, for dessert, you get your choice of many, many rhubarb desserts that the ladies have brought and specifically saved for that purpose.
Nice.
Dessert, yeah.
Is it completely sacrilegious to not bring a rhubarb-based dessert? Or
You know, it's funny you would say that because someone did mention that yesterday that, you know, maybe some of the items in the bake sale might not be rhubarb-based. Yeah. But I think they'll be able to notice that the rhubarb desserts are by the luncheon.
Yeah, for sure. So is there any other details about the Rhubarb Festival you want us to know about?
Well, I just want people to understand that the women of Trinity have had a history of serving people in the community at different times. In fact, I was just recalling that my husband's grandmother, Myrtle Rapine, was in charge of serving a luncheon during the winter shows. And so this show is hearkening back to some of that history of Crookston. We mm-hmm. all know where the winter shows building is now. It sits empty, except for an occasional horse show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely see some horses around there sometimes, some trainers out there.
But, and that was the old, you know, farm equipment and the latest and greatest in farming. And they don't do that so much anymore here. But the women of Trinity took advantage of that and they advertised a luncheon and had it over in the fellowship hall at Trinity.
Nice.
It was quite successful and it was a big fundraiser for them at that time.
Yeah. Like what time was that around?
Oh my goodness. Now you're making me go back. The timeline is, let's see. Oh my gosh. I want to say during the 30s and 40s.
The Depression and the war. Wow.
Yes.
That's quite a ways away. Yeah.
So they've always had fundraisers, baking, mm-hmm. oh my goodness. And I know everyone remembers Frieda Peterson. She was well known here in Crookston. You're perhaps too young to remember Frieda.
if you told me a little more about him, maybe I kind of recognize the story, but off the top of my head, probably not.
Frieda and her husband were very active with the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Here, and Frieda was well known for baking bread, inviting people to their homes for dinner every Sunday night. We were able to be invited once, and it was quite a privilege. She goes all out better than any restaurant. And and her husband, Alan, was the jovial one. He was the guy that could talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. And he was very active in the Rotary. And if you're out at UMC, you will see some of the gardens out there are dedicated in his name.
So for the Rhubarb Festival, where and when is this taking place?
That's a good question. Because I'm sure your listeners are from all over, not here. By
sure, we got some in Red Lake Falls and other areas, East Grand Forks.
So if they come to Crookston, it's here in Crookston at Trinity Lutheran Church, which is right here downtown
mm-hmm.
on Broadway.
I can literally see it from out the window. Yeah.
That's another thing Crookston is known for, is their churches.
Yeah, there's a lot of churches here.
So Trinity is right downtown here, and so that's where it's going to be held. If you come in the back door, there's a parking lot on the back. And if you mm-hmm. come in those back doors, it takes you right into the fellowship hall where everything will be set up. Mm-hmm. I'm sure once you open the door, you'll get that whiff of delicious food.
You'll know where you're supposed to be.
You'll know where you're supposed to be. And that's starting at 11 because we're having a separate bake sale, as you mentioned, and that will be going on in the library. So I know that someone had mentioned this week in Crookston, we also have the Eagles Convention going on here in town.
Yep.
And we want people to know that everyone is welcome to the bake sale, even if you can't come and stay for lunch. That's okay. Mm-hmm. We won't hold it against you.
Of course. And what day is that?
That'll be already Thursday this week. Just in a couple of days. Yeah.
Okay, wow. So yeah, 2 days from now. Wow.
Yeah.
So Thursday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of people might have some new plans.
Well, I hope so. I told my husband he needs to have some new plans and maybe order some lunches for his office. We do have takeout available. And so it's easy to just come in and we'll have everything set up there so that you can just take it home with you or back to your office, a place of work. Everybody's got a lunchroom or a lounge.
Of course. So you mentioned about kind of the history of kind of the some of the volunteer work that goes into this, and you are part of the Women of the ELCA, or Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what the WELCA kind of does in the community?
Well, here in Crookston, we focus on projects that involve our children and our families. We do support things out at Trinity Point, which a lot of people use. It's a great beach, a great place to go for the day, for the afternoon, take your family. But we have ongoing projects with the youth. Our teenagers right now are planning on going to Duluth for a mission trip in August. And I'm sure that's where some of our money will be going at that time. Any improvements that seem to be needed in the church, those are things that we pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have Vacation Bible School going on.
Yep, I remember doing that as a kid. Yep, that was fun.
Well, and you know, it's taking place right now in all of the city parks. We had it at Wildwood Park last week, and now this week, I believe they're moving to Castle Park, but we have great parks here in Crookston, and that's where we'll be going. So there's always some things that need to be just pop up, and you just need, and the ladies are always there.
I think you said they take some trips as well.
The youth take the trips, and so we are always supportive of those. Used to be we'd go every other year. We're staying a little closer to home. If there's a national convention and they choose to go, if there's enough youth that's interested in going, then we get behind that and help them on their way to those. Takes a little bit longer to plan for those and a little bit more money. So Duluth seems closer.
Yeah, for sure. And that's always a great place to go. I've actually never been to Duluth now that I think about it. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Feels like everyone. Yeah, I know. I just have never had a time to get out there. But sounds like a lot of great stuff. You got anything else for us you want to mention? I think you were talking to me about facts about rhubarb.
Well, you know, I think the first fact I mentioned to you was...
I think the KRX studio is haunted because the door just randomly opened up on us. That was kind of crazy, but yeah, you've got some facts probably about rhubarb for us.
Probably a rhubarb lover, just wanting to make sure.
That's true, yeah. There's a ghost trying to learn these rhubarb facts, rhubarb-based recipes. I cannot blame them. I will absolutely say that, so... Take it away with some of these.
Well, I want you to know that we did talk about the fact that it is a vegetable.
Yep.
Used as a fruit. Mm-hmm. And it became more popular once sugar was able to be processed. Because on its own, have you ever tasted rhubarb on its own?
Oh, I don't think I have.
It's very bitter.
Yeah.
Very bitter.
Well, to expand on the vegetable, is it a tuber or?
Oh, didn't see that.
Oh,
no,
I'm not
in
sure
fact,
if it counts as a tuber.
One of the things I read was if your rhubarb is hollow in the stem when you pull it off, and you're not supposed to cut it off, you're supposed to pull it, that means you have a lack of moisture and nutrients in your soil.
Yeah.
But it is a perennial. It does come back. So if you look for it in a a nursery, say you go out to D&D, and you look for it, you might not find it out there, but if you have a neighbor who has rhubarb in their yard, once it's all bloomed and done, you can cut it. Your neighbor will split it with you kindly.
Yeah.
And you can plant it, and it will take off in your yard as well. Mm-hmm. So, you can't always find it in a nursery around here because mm-hmm. it's pretty prolific.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, I do want you to know that the Chinese are a little ahead of us with rhubarb.
Yeah.
They have been cultivating rhubarb as early as 2700 BC.
Ooh, wow.
And they use it for lots of medicinal purposes.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. That's crazy. You don't think of rhubarb as like a, you know, a BC times type of crop. But yeah, that's crazy. 2700 BC.
Wow. They use it for lots of medicinal purposes. And some have said that maybe it's just like, something that you'd say you have a stomach ache. Oh, I'll have a little rhubarb. Oh, you have a headache. Oh, let's have a little rhubarb. As they thought of it as useful for many maladies. Rhubarb came to the United States in the 1820s in Maine and Massachusetts. And then people brought it with them as they moved westward.
Nice.
So okay. That's how it got over here. It became known as the pie plant.
Interesting.
Isn't it? Because of its popular use as a pie filling. And it's really just an ordinary garden-type plant.
Mm-hmm.
There will be some people that will tell you and that have told me, since I did not grow up here, that the more red the stalk, the prettier it is in baking and in pies because it mm-hmm. has that lovely color.
Yeah.
So if you go looking around, you'll be surprised how many people have these unusual plants with the big, big green leaves, which are not edible. And then if you look, you'll see the stems. They're light pink, green,
yeah.
or the strawberry red.
That's a lot of cool stuff. Lots of facts about rhubarb. Rhubarb Festival on Thursday, 11 a.m.
Yes.
Women of Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. That's
our group.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for coming on here, Chris Reynolds. And, hopefully.
It was nice to meet you, Cameron.
For sure.
I hope that your listeners know a lot about you as a Crookston resident.
Oh, yeah.
Returning to our fair city making our place better.
This will always be my home, no matter where I move 10, 20, 50 years from now. This will always be where I was born and raised. So thank
Good
you for
you.
Joining us here today, Chris Reynolds. And hopefully a lot of people have something on their schedule for Thursday at 11 a.m.
Thank you, Cameron. Pleasure to be here.
Yep. Okay, thank you for listening to our edition of Valley Talk. It's just before the top of the hour. It's about to get to our 11 a.m. Late morning sports and weather. But before we do that, we will go ahead and get some national and world headlines from the Associated Press.